We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day. Whoa. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. I guess I should have done my vocal stretches and all that stuff before I come on the mic there. Anyway, I just warn you right now, I'm dragging today. We got finished with peanuts last night about 10:30, and then I was back in the field about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Baling hay, so I'm dragging them. And then I had to go get a cow out of the river and bring her back up into the proper pasture and fix a hot wire. And anyway, normal everyday farmer stuff, rancher stuff, however you want to look at it. It was good. Let's go over some weather real quick, and then I'll tell you about one of Jimmy's adventures. How about that? 74 degrees at Slap Out, 71 at the May Ranch, 72 at Ceiling, 75 at Cheyenne, the home of the secret weapon. 80 degrees is the hot spot in Oklahoma right now, and it is at Hollis, capital of Harmon County. 80 degrees, 79 at Mangum, 78 at Hobart. Speaking of Hollis, Miss Haley Robinson from down there, OSU Extension agent, undercover down there. Anyway, she texted me yesterday, would like to let folks know that the Harmon County 4-H is selling blue and gold sausage, taking orders now till November. I'm not looking at her text, but I'm pretty sure it was November 3rd or 4th. But anyway, if you get a chance and you guys want some blue and gold sausage down there in Harmon County, that's the place to get a hold of Haley for any information leading up to some of the 4-H students that are selling it. So there you have it. Let's see what's happening out in Texas. 82 degrees at Dozer, 78 at Miami, 73 at the Paladura Reservoir, and 75 at Lipscomb. So anyway, we got peanut harvest over with last night. I'm not going to say that it was event-free because it wasn't. We had some breakdowns yesterday. I mean, normal farmer stuff, you know, you hope you don't have breakdowns. You'll have one day you don't, next day you do. Anyway, we got that out of the way. And anyway, I got to give a big shout out to Gary's daughter, Carrie. You talk about a cook. We had chicken. She made chicken and dumplings, her grandma's recipe, and had what do we have? Peach cobbler with butter pecan ice cream. Night before that, we had, I know I'm going to mess this up, but anyway, I think it was tater tot casserole. If not, it had tater tots in it. How about that? But anyway, it was good. So thank you so much for staying late and feeding us out there. It was great food. And then we had leftover chicken dumplings last night. I'm not so sure it wasn't better last night. So anyway, it was good food. That's the good thing about harvest time. There's always somebody around that can cook real good instead of going to the sauna and getting us a burger. It was pretty good. Anyway, we got that out of the way, got some baling to do, and then on to the next adventure with another peanut farmer starting today probably. And what else going on? I was over Western Equipment yesterday picking up a bearing for the peanut combine and getting me some wrap for my baler, and ran into Brian Usen. He works there at the parts department. He's the guy on Facebook that I look at and when I want to get rain totals from over there in Washita and Caddo County. He's a man. Anyway, I got to meet him finally yesterday, and an old friend, we'll just call him Andy, he was there working, and I got to talk with him just for a little bit. I met him back when Western Equipment was originally Lorenz Equipment. And anyway, him and another guy at John Deere, and one of them's dad, and what was that priest's name? Father Griner? Yeah, Father Griner, Jim Griner. I hope that's right. Anyway, it's close. We started the Clinton Lake Archery Club there behind Clinton Lake back in the 80s. We had a lot of good time. Father Griner was the one that taught me how to make a longbow from bow dart. And it's not very easy. That's why I'm not a woodworker. But finding a 8-foot straight piece of bow dart or hedge apple, however you guys want to call it, tree, is really difficult, even with all the bow darts we got around here. So that's what he made the longbow with. And I want to say 50, 60 hours total in making a longbow out of bow dart. Somewhere in there. I know I was a little slow, but I wasn't that slow. But anyway, it was a good time, and we had a good conversation, and back to work it was. Well, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll have more on them here in just a little bit. But first, as always, let's see what happened overnight in the agriculture world. Grain and soybean futures were a little changed as traders weigh geopolitical risk, signs of demand and harvest pressure. U.S. President Joe Biden met with the Israeli Prime Minister yesterday in Tel Aviv and was assured a blast that killed hundreds of sheltering Palestinians was not caused by the Israeli Defense Force. It's going to be a long day. Aid for humans, how's that? Will be sent into Gaza after Biden and Egyptian president came to an agreement allowing food, medication, and other necessary items that through Egypt's border with Gaza. According to media reports, the two said that they will work to ensure the aid was distributed to civilians and made attempts to prevent escalation of the war, a statement from the White House said. Soybean prices were underpinned by ongoing signs of demand for the oil seeds. China, the world's largest importer of soybeans, bought 132,000 metric tons from U.S. supplies, according to the Department of Ag. USDA on Monday said the Filipinos purchased 183,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal. China also has been a buyer of U.S. wheat this month, purchasing 181,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat varieties for delivery in the 23-24 marketing year. That was the second largest purchase this month. Steel futures are being pressured as the U.S. harvest moves on. 62% of soybeans were in the bin at the start of the week, up from 43% last week. About 45% of the corn crop was harvested as of Sunday, up from 34%. I want to bet that's in the 50% range now. Corn for December delivery was unchanged at $4.92 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for December delivery gained 0.75 cents to $5.81 a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City futures were down 2.25 cents at $6.68 a bushel. Matter of fact, while we're on that right there, let's see. I don't know if it's going to, yeah. I got Planters up here. Let's see what the Planters is saying. Current cash crop is on wheat. All right. From the Planters Co-op Association out of Lone Wolf, current cash price for wheat, $5.71 a bushel, and Milo is $5 even. There we go. See, that was easy. I knew how to get to that. Soybean futures for November delivery rose 1.75 cents to $13.31 a bushel. Soy meal was up 4.30 to $4.18.10 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.29 cents to $54.57 a pound. Today is Thursday. Looks like ethanol counts back on schedule. It was on Friday last year. Ethanol output rose to a 5-week high while inventories dropped to the lowest level in almost 2 years. I don't know if that's good or bad. Production of the biofuel rose to an average of 1.035 million barrels a day in the week that ended on October 13th. According to the EIA, that's up from 1.004 million barrels a week earlier. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output was reported at 985,000 barrels a day, up from 950,000 barrels the week before. Ethanol stockpiles in the 7 days that ended on October 13th dropped to 21.112 million barrels, down from 21.526 million barrels a week earlier. That marks the third consecutive decline and the lowest level for inventory since December 24th, year 2021. Dry weather, that's what's in the forecast for most of the Midwest, including the Southern Plains. Extremely dry weather is expected today and tonight for parts of Nebraska and northern Kansas, according to the National Weather Service. Wind gusts in southern Nebraska are projected to be around 30 miles an hour, while humidity is forecast to be as low as 20%. Elevated fire weather conditions will continue Friday, mainly in the southern panhandle and the southwest Nebraska. The concern is the afternoon humidity around 15 to 20%. Otherwise, over there in Indiana and western Ohio, areas of frost are expected this weekend as temperatures drop. The frost likely will not be widespread. And according to, if I can find it, there we go. Yeah, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry Department. Here's what they're saying about western Oklahoma for next few days. Warm and dry today with temperatures this afternoon 81 to 86 degrees under clear skies and humidity values at 15 to 21. Live fuel moisture has continued to decline, especially in the more intense drought areas. And fine dead fuel moisture values will be receptive of 4% across most of the area. So they're saying, fortunately, our winds today won't be too high. But it looks like Saturday is the highest fire danger, especially in southwestern Oklahoma's. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s and possibly 90 along the Red River to the low 80s north, and humidity values, again, 18% or lower southwest Oklahoma, and in the east to be 30%. So anyway, everybody just needs to be aware that we're not out of the woodwork. And so anyway, I do like what the Norman weather station there was saying, National Weather Service out of Norman. Next 8 to 10 days will be above normal precipitation in mainly in western Oklahoma, which is good, in the Texas Panhandle. So anyway, things are looking up. Well, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that NAPA replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Once again, good afternoon to Jimmy Clark's Great Stewards of the Land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 16th. 1,307 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 473 brought 294. 7 at 556 brought 245. 10 at 588 brought 260. 12 at 711 brought 208. 100 at 761 brought 250. 22 at 843 brought 240. 19 at 872 brought 236. 11 head of heifers at 361 brought 265. 6 at 435 brought 255. 9 at 528 brought 233. 58 at 588 brought 252. 4 at 621 brought 212. 9 at 636 brought 220. 7 at 649 brought 219.50. Butcher cows were 40 to 112. Butcher bulls brought 97 to 119. Bred cows were 1300 to 1775. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, y'all, there you are. Currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center here in the studio. It's 76 degrees, humidity's at 21, the winds are light, and no rainfall this month registered on our gauge. How about that? Childress, Texas, 80 degrees, humidity's 24, dew point's 41. The wind is out northwest, 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 15 miles an hour. So far this month, to date, precipitation, 0.24 inches. No red flag minutes today, no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature in Childress, Texas, 68 wonderful degrees. All right, let's see what's going on with the commodities right now on the future board. Corn for December, 498, up 6. March, 510, up 4. May, 518, up 3. Soybeans for November are up 5 at 1316. January is 1332, and March is up. It's even basically at 1340, not up. Soybean meal's up $8.90 for December, $422.70. January's $413.50. May is $405.20. Soybean oil's down today, a little over a penny, penny and a half to be exact. December is $53.37. January's $52.75. And March is $52.31. Wheat, hard red type. December, $6.71, unchanged. March is 679 unchanged. May is 685, basically up unchanged also. What's cotton do today? There's a little red in this box here. Number two cotton, December 84.18. March is 86.10. May is 87.25. And speaking of him, since he sent a text in a while ago, sugardaddy.com out of Delhi, Oklahoma. There in Beckham County. Is that Beckham? Yeah, that's Beckham County. And he's also known as the wannabe Bill Dance. tries to act like him, can't talk like him. I don't, hopefully he's not as clumsy he is. But anyway, his sugar's doing pretty good. 27.29 cents is the futures on it right now in March, and that's per pound. Hopefully he's got a good deal coming in. West Texas Intermediate. I can't even talk today. Can't even talk most of the days. West Texas Intermediate. $88.95 a barrel, up 63 cents. Oops, it just changed. Up 66 cents. November, December is $87.96, up 69 cents. And January is $86.69. Natural gas, November is down today. It's below $3 at $2.95.7. And December is $3.32.9. How about that? $3.329. Okay, let's see what's happening with the cattle. All in the red there. Major red on the feeders. October 184.72, down a dollar. December's 185.62, down a $1.57. February 189.20. April's 192 even. Feeder cattle for October 244.27, down $2.85. November's 245.65, down $4.07. And January's 246.62, down $4.27. Lean hogs for December, 67.67, down 35 cents today. February 72.22, lean hogs down 7 cents. And April 78.97. All right, let's see what happened at Hobart yesterday. I think I saved that photo. Come on, baby, light it up. There it is. All right, Hobart yesterday. Home of the famous Rex Fleming. Looks like steers in the 3-4 weight were bringing up to 290. 4-5 weights were bringing up to 290 also. 5-6 weight steers bringing up to 266. 6-7 weights bringing 247. And 7-8 weights bringing 240. Not too shabby. On the heifers, 3-4 weights were bringing up to 270. 4-5 weights were bringing up to 247.50. 5-6 weights, 222.50, and 6-7 weight heifers were bringing $2 even. 8-9 weight heifers up to $1.77. Looks like cows were bringing, butcher cows were bringing up to $1.09. Butcher bulls bringing up to $1.71. Somebody must have bought them one to take home. Pairs. Pairs were bringing up to $2,000, and bred cows were bringing up to $1,800. And that was at Hobart yesterday. So anyway, got any cattle or calves you need to bring? Elk City Livestock Auction is happening tomorrow. So give Mr. Brandon Hickey a ring. If you got any questions or you need some help with anything, he'll help you out. Let's see here. Before we go to break. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various business. 580-497-2579. 497-2579. Or you can go to okfarmbureau.org. Give them a try. I'm a member there, and they got great benefits. And I like the deal where I got some money to back me in case somebody gets a little glue on their fingers and gets sticky around the Ponderosa. So anyway, so when we come back after this break, I've been looking for the perfect article to talk about to explain things a little better. I'm going to add some stuff in there. I think even... So 101 JR down there in Wichita County might be involved in this conversation today. He doesn't know it, but I'm not going to be mad mouthing him, so he should be happy with what I got to say. But we're going to talk about vertical farming. So when we get back, I'm going to tell you what vertical farming is.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Sugar Creek Casino presents country music supergroup Lone Star returns Saturday, October 28th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm a
special guest McBride and the Ride. Lone Star with McBride and the Ride at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
To find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
H2O Bait, Tackle, and More is passionate about helping you get the most out of your fishing experiences. Whether you're chasing trophy bass or simply spending a relaxing day on the water, they have an abundant selection of rods, reels, hooks, and lures, all from the top brands in the industry. While you're there, they'll hook you up with the right equipment for whatever type of fish you are trying to catch. So come see for yourself the biggest selection of fishing gear and accessories in Western Oklahoma at H2O Bait, Tackle, and More on Pioneer Road in Elk City.
Blair Tire and Feed is hitting the pause button so they can renovate. Blair Tire and Feed will be closed from October 27th through November 5th. Then they'll reopen Monday, November 6th, and they'll be better than ever. But even during renovations, they'll still answer the phone and service trucks will still run. So if you've got a tire that needs fixed, just call 580-563-2692. 563-2692. Blair Tire and Feed is shutting down for renovations October 27th through November 5th. Then reopen November 6th. Thanks for your patience. They'll see you soon.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Camargo, Oklahoma. 78 degrees, dew points at 31, humidity's 18%. Northwest winds, 7 miles an hour, no rainfall in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 62 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.3, sunset at 6:58, today 84 and sunny, northwest winds 12 to 13 miles an hour, tonight low 49 degrees, tomorrow nice and toasty, 88 degrees, but southwest winds 3 to 8 miles an hour. And that is your ag weather forecast for Camargo. Okay, so what is vertical farming? Jimmy Rhodes, if you're listening out there, I want to know about it, because I was looking at this picture with this blue tractor on it that has a strip till bar on it. And automatically I thought of you. And I don't know why. Maybe it was that where your planter was sliding over, getting into those strip till grooves there. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I was thinking out loud too long. I don't know. Anyway, what is vertical farming? Merely no tilling or using a vertical harrow or similar vertical tools does not mean you're in a vertical system. Ferry says, guy that wrote this article, a vertical system exists only after all horizontal layers, usually caused by horizontal tillage, are removed and the soil is managed so as not to put that back in. A vertical system lets roots grow downward without restriction. He adds, the soil's bulk density changes gradually versus suddenly, so roots can adjust and penetrate rather than flattening out on the top layer. Likewise, without sudden density changes, water will move downward and be stored in pore spaces. It will wick back up as the water evaporates from the surface of the soil or through the plant leaves. And let me continue over here. Sorry about this. Horizontal versus vertical. Pretend you're a huge vacuum cleaner or vacuum that sucks up all the loose soil following a tillage pass, he says. After a horizontal tillage, you would find a flat horizontal plane. Vertical tillage leaves a rougher sawtooth effect. There's lots of tools for vertical farming, he says. We got disc rippers, inline rippers, chisel plows, strip till bars, field cultivators with spikes, and vertical harrows. He also says vertical farming tools are like golf clubs. Each has its own purpose. You use some every season and others only when needed. In golf or in farming, having the right tools and knowing how to use them is crucial to success. This includes planter setup, weed management, and tillage tools. While treating all fields the same makes farming simple, it's like going golfing with only a driver and a putter. It won't get you the best score. Pretty interesting deal. Okay, he's got some deals here for vertical farmers. Typical programs include chisel plowing in the fall and one or two passes with a vertical harrow in the spring. Vertical harrowing in the fall, leaving a sterile seed bed for planting in the spring. Or vertical harrowing in the fall, followed by one pass with a vertical harrow in the spring to warm and dry soil for planting. There you go. Any questions about that? Because according to him, Daryl Smith, for decades, moldboard plows, disc, and field cultivators, all horizontal tillage tools, have been the go-to for field work. That's changing as fears about climate change come into focus. I'm not so sure it's about climate change. I think it's more about farmers are getting smarter, especially in the tight ground, and figuring out that they're compacting the top by doing horizontal farming instead of vertical farming. So anyway, I think it works out pretty good. Sooner or later, you're going to be pushed or led, depending on your perspective towards vertical systems, by government incentives. So keep that in mind. And they got some programs out there that helps you out. If you want to read that whole article, it's in the October Farm Journal. That anybody want to go see the Kentucky Headhunters this weekend at the Sugar Creek Casino? I got some tickets to give away. So text me in your name. And then I'm asking you a question. Do you like farmers better or ranchers better? Farmers? Do you love farmers or do you love ranchers? I don't want to hear this both crap. I want one or the other. So text me in your name and farmers or rancher. You know how I can tell the difference? Not just by the cowboy hat. I can tell by the way they walk and their boots. That's how I can tell. So I'm not going to get into that with you on the air about this, but I can tell by that. So we'll see what's going on. Jimmy Rhodes has responded. He said that article is 10 years behind. I don't know that because I just strictly no-till and sand. I don't have to worry about breaking the ground up. So you'll have to enlighten me, Jimmy Rhodes, on why it's a decade behind. I appreciate it. You know I'll pass along any information that you have to our listeners as long as the wording is correct and in the right tone, okay? Anyway, he got done. I will tell you, he got done with his cotton down there at Hobart yesterday, and he's moving up towards Warsaw County. He might already be there. Not sure. Anyway, so we got that going on. All right. The reason why I brought up the tillage tools values, our equipment, is because Machine Repeat, one of my favorite guys, he brought out an article last month, but I just found it, so it's still probably good. Used tillage equipment values have been running at all-time high levels for the past 2 years. The new high-speed disc are one shining example. Twice in recent months, I've been in Michigan filming episodes of Machine Repeat TV. I think we're going to get him down here and have me and Jimmy Rhodes as his guest, or is for his to be his, what do you want to call it, guide in Western Oklahoma. I think we need to get him down here and we need to get on one of those episodes. First was the April 20th sale in Michigan, where a ProTill 36 model sold for $140,000, which is the second highest auction price ever on any tillage tool. On August 8th, and man, these Michigan names, Pewama Farm Auction sold Diggleman ProTill 41, sold for $133,000 and 82.7. 133,827, if you want to know all the dollar amounts. But vertical tillage tools, popular across the United States right now, is the John Deere 2660VT, 25 and a half foot, 2 years old, sold for $122,000 in Wisconsin. And Norwood HSD 4000, 40 footer, a 22 model, sold for $117,000 in South Dakota. A Salford, I guess that's a I-1100 50-footer, a 2013 model, sold for $106,000. I wonder if he got his money back. Summers VRT Renegade 35-footer, 2018 model, brought $94,000. And then two Landalls here. One's a 75-30 35-footer, 2019 model, brought $90,000. And then one that's 9 foot narrower, same year model, same model, Landall, $85,000. And then one that's a 26-footer, and then a 32-footer, brought the same amount, $85,000. To me, it looks like farmers in the northern part of the United States spend more money on their equipment than the farmers in the south. How's that? Oh, okay. Anyway, let's go ahead and we'll go ahead and take an early break here. We'll take another Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we will be back with your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update for some lucky town in southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers, we have loan guys there, we have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours, they can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas, on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale-per-hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-6600.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Hey, guess what? I was a nice guy today. I gave away 4 sets of tickets. I've already notified the winners, and I will give you the ratio of who was more popular. Farmers or ranchers? The farmers got it 4-1. 75%, well, not even less than that, I guess. 75% of the people that text in voted for farmers. It was a couple of ranchers. Wonder what's up with you ranchers? You guys chew too much tobacco, or you stink like cow poop or something? I don't know what's going on out there, but you need to change your ways. Nah, I know a lot of good ranchers, and they're both good people. I was just trying to stir up the pot. All right, let's see what's happening. I'm not going to repeat what Jimmy Rhodes just told me. Anyway, Mangum, Oklahoma, it is 82 degrees, feels like 79, dew point's 32, humidity 17%, and the winds are out of the north at 9 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 66 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water. Sorry, I even said that. It must be down because there's no numbers there. I'm just going to guess it. 0.6. Can't go wrong there. Sunset at 6:59. Today, 87 degrees and sunny. Northwest winds. In the night, 51 degrees, winds out of the southeast, and then they switch back to the out of the northwest. And tomorrow, 89 degrees, and guess what? Those winds that switch tonight out of the northwest, they're going to be switching back to out of the southwest tomorrow, but won't be very high, 3 to 8 miles an hour. Might be a good day to go fishing on the lake, so check that out there. Anyway, that's your Hobart Farm and Garden. Okay, here we go. Let's get rid of that one. Anyway, this is really interesting. I'm not going to read the whole story, and I seen it, I think, the day before yesterday on some news on social media. But face to a snout with a wild hog, wild pig, unarmed, and knocked to your knees and elbows in a Mississippi river bottom, Monty Sullivan stared at death. "I figured I might be going to meet my maker," he said. We were almost eye to eye, and I was a dead man, if that was what the pig wanted. People think they know all about pigs till they get them one. Likewise, just 2 years prior in Florida, while shielding two children from a potential wild pig attack, James Dean sustained horrific injuries that almost ended his life. The pig moved so fast, I had no idea how bad or deep I was cut. I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and this guy's a trapper. And wild pig numbers weren't like this when I started. Sullivan's freakish brush and Dean's gruesome survival highlight the wild pig perils of an exploding population, increased human contact, and expansion into urban locales. The public doesn't realize what these animals are capable of doing, Dean adds. Unfortunately, you're going to see more and more reports of people getting hurt in wild pig encounters. On January 13th of 2022, Monty Sullivan was primed for an afternoon deer hunt on family bottomland in northeast Mississippi's Clay County, adjacent to the, just a channel. This thing is 20 letters long and got a Q and a couple T's and an E and two C's in it, so I'm not even going to pronounce it. He's 70 years old. He climbed a ladder stand, loaded a 270 Weatherby rifle, and waited for mature antlers. As the evening approached, his stand was crossed by numerous young bucks, but nothing to trigger the interest of a long-in-the-tooth hunter. At approximately 5:45, Sullivan unloaded his gun, descended the ladder in near darkness, and began walking the trail by the light of the moon, because it was a full moon out, to his GM Sierra parked at a mile distance. Moving quietly on sandy ground, Sullivan crossed the neighbor's 50-by-100 food plot and spotted four wild pigs rooting in the rye and clover. They were easy to see in the moonlight and maybe 75 yards away. All four went 300 pounds easy. Sullivan kept easing, going down the trail on the west side of the food plot, walking parallel to that channel. Roughly 20 yards off the bank, a quarter of a mile from his truck, he heard a soft rattle of brush over his shoulder and tried to turn. Too late. In a flash, he was airborne and steamrolled onto his stomach by a full sounder of wild pigs. Sullivan had crossed a wash, essentially a trail leading from water to food plot, at the exact moment a sounder moved off the creek. The pigs clattered into his left side and knocked the rifle at least 5 feet away into the mud. On the edge of consciousness, Sullivan pushed onto his elbows and knees, shook away the cobwebs, and took stock. Hand cut by hoof or tusk, and his shoulder was throbbing. I was almost knocked out, and I'm not exactly sure how long I was down, but I started to regain my senses, and I finally looked up to see the most frightening sight of my life. Injured, alone, unarmed, and exposed on all fours, Sullivan was eyeball to eyeball with a wild pig 4 feet away from his face. As still as a stone, the pig stared at Sullivan, not betraying a hint of intent. The pig was on me, just watching. I'm not going to exaggerate and say it was 500 pounds, but I promise you it was at least 300 pounds. And plenty big. Sow or boar, I'm not positive, but I think it was a sow. It's tough to explain how scared and shook I was, because the pig was deciding its next move, and I knew that if she came in, I was going to die right there. And let me get back down here to the rest of his story. The pictures are gruesome, what happened. Perched on all fours with a wild pig in spitting distance, Monty Sullivan bet all of his chips. Posturing as much as circumstances would allow, Sullivan threw his hands, hollered an alarm, and lunged at the hog. The sow pivoted and shot towards the food plot. If I had done anything else, the pig was coming for me, and I know it. Sullivan stood, grabbed his rifle, and staggered down the trail, looking over his shoulder with every step, reaching the truck. He wiped away the blood and felt pain roll across his body as the adrenaline effects waned. Recovery included shoulder surgery and 7 months of therapy. I realized I got between the water and their food, and I paid the price. That probably had no idea I was there and hit me by accident. But once I was down on the ground, the situation changed. I'm not sure what the big sow looking at me was thinking of doing, and maybe I don't want to know. The experience left Sullivan permanently rattled. People don't appreciate how fast these animals are until you see it up close. I'll never forget, even for a second, keep in mind, when I was a kid, there was basically no hogs around here, but now they're everywhere. And it is crazy. And so anyway, that's just one of the stories about pig attacks. The concerns of Dean and Sullivan, the other story I didn't want to get into with you guys, are merited with considering the research of one of the most foremost wild pig experts in the world, John Mayer, who has examined 20,000 specimens spanning 50 years of research. Mayer, a technical program manager at the Savannah River National Laboratory in South Carolina, published the wild pig attacks on humans in 2013. He noted a total of 412 attacks on at least 665 humans in 47 countries and 21 United States. From 1825 to 2012, significantly 70% of the recorded attacks occurred between 2000 and 2012. So you can go back to 1825 all you want, but it's one of my listeners said, I seen that same sow. That's funny. Anyway, I got me off track there. He noted a total 400 try. Anyway, they was 70% of those attacks occurred between 2000 and 2012. According to Mayer, at least four fatal wild pig attacks have been recorded in U.S. history. Mayer currently is preparing an updated study on human fatalities from wild pig encounters. Wild pigs typically avoid human presence, but as population numbers continue to climb, the potential for human interaction increases in tandem. And I will agree with that. The current U.S. population, wild pig population, stands at approximately 6.9 million. It's an alarming number considering the U.S. was home to a far fewer total of wild pigs in 1982 of 2.4 million. When I started in the wildlife removal, pig numbers were nowhere near what we're seeing now. Dean concludes, the public needs to be aware of what's happening. For the rest of my life, I will never go across any land that has pigs on it without a loaded gun, Sullivan echoes. This is going to get worse and worse. And I'll echo that from many of people here in Oklahoma that trap hogs. Anyway, I had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday, and we were talking about that, and he was giving me some ideas on, some pig hunts. And I told him my situation, and this is what and you can't say it any better, and I'm not going to say his name without his permission. You can't say it any better than him. He says, farmland and recreational hog hunting is not a good combination. It'll never work, and I agree. That's the reason why I don't let anybody hunt on our farmland, because we're trying to get rid of them. And recreational hunting, I know you want to go out there and get the big boar with the big tusk and all that, and you're just going to spook the other pigs off for a couple weeks and they'll be back to see me. I ain't got time for that. Because I don't know if I've told you guys that on mine and my son's land in the last 18 months, we've had $50,000 worth of damage done to crops by hogs alone. And that's no lie. And I can prove it on paper. So $50,000. And I'm a baby farmer. I'm a housewife farmer, if you want to call it. So I can just imagine what guys with more acreage out there, what kind of damage they're getting. It's unreal. And everybody says, build a high fence. Well, number one, I can't afford a high fence. And number two, I've seen a lot of hogs in high fences. So it stops the deer. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, the deer's not my big issue right now. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that story with you guys. Anyway, let's finish it off with, I told you guys I'd keep you up to date on WOTUS. Of course, it's happening. Here's the newest update. The Biden administration made only minimal changes to its Waters of the United States regulation to comply with the Supreme Court's new and stricter definition of wetlands, says West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capital. I hope I said that right. The Biden administration made only minimal changes to the Waters of the United States regulation to comply with that. And at the Senate hearing held on the 51st anniversary of the landmark 1972 law, Capitol, it will be likely up to the courts again to constrain administration overreach or give us more clarity. So this WOTUS deal is far from over, so stay on top of it. It affects every one of us out there. You guys have a great day. See you mañana. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
A second cup of coffee and a bolt of lightning. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Lisa Brady, Fox News. That message to Israeli ground troops ahead of an expected invasion of the Gaza Strip.
Today, Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu traveled to the southern part of this country. They were meeting with different troops, trying to determine the level of preparedness for these forces as they wait for those orders.
Fox's Trey Yingst in southern Israel, where airstrikes on Gaza continue for now as Palestinian militants fire more rockets from Gaza and from Lebanon, Israel's northern border. This after the hospital explosion that Hamas blames on Israel and Israel blames on a misfired rocket from another group, Islamic Jihad. The mass casualties fueling more protests, including on U.S. college campuses.
One of the largest in the past 24 hours happening out at Harvard University in Massachusetts, where they staged a die-in, meaning they were going to lay on the ground there outside of the business school in protest because they say the school's not doing enough to support Palestinian students.
Fox's Alexis McAdams at NYU, where some professors released a statement condemning the Hamas attack on Israel and what they call systemic violence against Palestinian civilians, accusing both sides of war crimes. The State Department says the U.S. wants to see sustained humanitarian assistance going to Gaza and is watching carefully to see that it does not benefit Hamas. A bulletin of worldwide caution issued for Americans traveling abroad.
State Department officials say that U.S. citizens who are overseas should, quote, exercise increased caution. The alert says due to the increased tensions in locations around the world, there is the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This follows calls by al-Qaeda affiliates and Hezbollah to target U.S. and Israeli interests. President Biden will give an Oval Office address 6 hours from now at 8 Eastern, focusing on Israel and Ukraine as he prepares to ask Congress for billions more in aid. America is listening to Fox News.
XIT is auctioning a bunch of big stuff for a big name. XIT Auctions is conducting the Jewett Scott Retirement Auction on Saturday morning, October 28th, 2 miles east of Mangum. Trucks, tractors, dozers, trailers of all kinds, farm equipment, and more. For information or to see pictures, go to xitauctions.com or call auctioneer Aubrey Latham at 393-4440. The Jewett Scott Retirement Auction, Saturday, October 28th at 9:30 a.m., 2 miles east of Mangum on 1480 Road. Bid live and on ProxyBid. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
If it's new,
I knew who I was, but it's getting hard to tell. I never wanted to be that girl.
If it's now,
I'll never be 23 with anyone but you.
96.5 KECO.
Sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just.
just saw a couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. Where I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I'm drinking cab in a solo. Solo in the cab of my truck.
For over 100 years, Farm Credit of Oklahoma has proudly served our area's farmers and ranchers. So when it comes to ag lending, don't fret it. Call Farm Credit. You'll never regret it.
Your kisses have a higher power. Your body, baby, it's divine. Every time I see you smile, it's like I've seen the light. Sleeping next to you is heaven, but you already know about that. Wanna glorify every part of you so bad. Don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion then, damn, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. Yeah, I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah. I might have to worship you. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to worship you. Now, I ain't saying you could walk on water, or that you could turn it into wine. But girl, it feels like a miracle that you're mine. So don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion then, damn, yeah, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you.
God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion, then damn, said I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah. I might have to worship you. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to worship you.
Tennessee.
Playing in the mud.
Country music is about having fun.
96.5 KECO.
At work, at home, or on the road. 96.5 KECO.
If you're like me, hair isn't just hair, because hair is confidence. Hair is identity. Hair is everything. And I love that I can find beauty steals of 50% off by hair care must-haves like Lola V and Color Wow. Amazing deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from Redken and Living Proof. And new product launches from my favorite brands like Dyson and Way. All at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event. Happening now until October 21st. So hurry, shop in store, online, or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions may apply.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Medical school for doctors and training programs for nurses are great, but some doctors and nurses go beyond the minimum requirements. They become certified in a specialty by the board that governs their branch of medicine. To achieve that, doctors and nurses have to go through extensive education after they graduate. There's a doctor and two nurse practitioners in Elk City who are all board certified in urology, Dr. Cole Wooten and nurse practitioners Tracy Lane and Aaron Doherty. In all of Western Oklahoma, there are only three nurse practitioners certified in urology. Tracy and Aaron are two of the three. When the governing board certifies you, that means you're among the best there is. At Urology Associates Western Oklahoma, that's what you get. Dr. Cole Wooten and certified urological nurse practitioners Tracy Lane and Aaron Doherty. 522 North Main in Elk City. On Facebook, search Urology Associates Western Oklahoma.
Did you know, according to the 23-24 winter predictions from the Farmer's Almanac, Oklahoma can expect snow and lots of it. But the fun doesn't end with just the snow. Oklahoma's in a dose for seasonably cold weather as well. And you know what that means. That could be ice, that could be snow, that could be rain. You never know in Oklahoma. You could be sitting in your warm home, cuddled up, watching the football game, and the next thing you hear is the creaking and the cracking outside, and all of a sudden the tree falls. Next thing you know, the power is out. The scene changes really quick. You start thinking about heat, frozen pipes, food ruining, and how long will it be before the power's on? Preparing for this winter could be the best thing you've ever done. Get ready with the Generac generator from Culver Electric. You'll be able to relax and have peace of mind knowing that when the time comes, you'll have power. And did you know that Culver Electric has financing options available? Call and ask Sean at Culver Electric in Elk City about getting financed and finally installing that Generac generator you've always wanted. Culver Electric, keeping the power and the lights on.
Back to the music.
You're in cowboy country. 96.5 KEZO.